Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Max Scherzer is back. Brian Baio is getting the call. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, July 6th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Chris Towers. And a big welcome back to Max Scherzer, who was amazing at the Reds. 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts, 0 walks, 15 swinging strikes. Chris, is this enough to get Max Scherzer back in your, I don't know, top 5, top 3 starting pitchers?
Yeah, top 5-ish. We'll call it 6. You know, I think Corbin Burns, Gerrit Cole, Sandy Alcantara, Shane McClanahan, Max Scherzer. I feel like I might be missing one guy, but yeah, he's in that discussion. I think there's like a solid top. Oh, Justin Verlander. How could I forget that guy? I think there's kind of a solid top 6 right now. And Max Scherzer, look, the only question for me moving forward is if he can stay healthy, which is a concern for every pitcher. So he looked as good as he did, 15 swinging strikes on 79 pitches, 11 strikeouts in 6 innings. I think he's as good as anyone out there when he's healthy.
All right. On the other side of his start, Nick Lodolo flashing his strikeout potential. 4 2/3 shutout with 8 strikeouts, 15 swinging strikes on 89 pitches, and he's only 43% rostered. Chris, do you think Nick Lodolo is a must-add after his return?
Yeah, I don't know about must-add. I don't know if like a 10-team head-to-head points league, he's a must-add, but Nick Lodolo is definitely someone I'm looking to roster in as many places as I can. He's a recent top prospect who's moved through the minors really quickly, has good numbers, and has shown good strikeout potential in the majors. I think the question for him is going to be, we know the curveball is a really good swing and miss pitch. The question is going to be, can the fastball be good enough? Can he locate it well enough to avoid getting hit hard? But I think the upside we've seen from Lodolo so far makes him a viable waiver wire option at pitcher.
All right, Brian Baio is making his debut for the Red Sox on Wednesday, and if you're looking to add him, that's spelled B-E-L-L-O, so it's going to look like Bello, but it's actually pronounced Baio, and he is having just a ridiculous season in the minors, one of the top pitching prospects in the game right now, and he is 35% rostered, so widely available. Chris, who would you rather add, Nick Lodolo or Brian Baio?
I think there's probably more value in adding Baio right now ahead of his debut, just because Lodolo was good, 8 strikeouts and 4 2/3, but he wasn't so good that I think people are going to be clamoring for him. And Baio, you know, it's entirely possible he comes out in his major league debut with that high 90s fastball and really good slider and changeup and just dominates. You know, he's been a 34% strikeout rate guy in the minors this season. And if that happens, people are going to be rushing to add him. So I think there's a better chance that you add Baio now and you feel good about it. And it's possible Lodolo's still out there in a couple of days if you want to make the add then.
All right, we have pitchers to add. How about who to drop? Michael Kopech has not been the same since leaving a start with knee discomfort back in June. He gave up 6 runs over 4 2/3 innings, 4 walks, 4 home runs allowed, and over his last 4 starts, Kopech has a 6.86 ERA. Let's fire up the drop-o-meter. 10, you can drop this player anywhere. 1, you want to hold this player everywhere. Where do you think Michael Kopech falls on that meter, Chris?
I think he's more in the 3-4 range. I do get the concerns about him over the past couple of starts. And really, you know, over the season, his numbers are, he's gotten some really good stretches, but overall the slider especially has been a real problem for him. Michael Kopech last season had like a 36% swinging strike rate with, or the whiff rate with that slider. This year it's right around 19%. That would be pretty middling for a fastball. So it has not been the swing and miss pitch that he needs it to be. And it's forced him to just be too fastball heavy in pretty much every count. You know, the fastball has accounted for 44 of his 69 strikeouts this season. That's a really high number as well. So I just think he needs to figure out something with the slider. I'm not sure what it is exactly. A lot of the velocity and spin rate look mostly the same. The movement profile has changed. He's getting a little less break on it than he did last season. But overall, I think it's something fixable, and Kopech has the kind of upside that I don't want to give up on.
All right. Jameson Taillon has really slowed down for the Yankees. He gave up 5 runs over 5 1/3 on Tuesday against the Pirates. And over his last 6 starts, he's got a 6.26 ERA. He's still 96% rostered. Chris, where does Jameson Taillon fit on the drop-o-meter 1 to 10?
I think he's more like a 7 or 8. Because unlike Kopech, I don't think Taillon has really a ton of upside. So when things aren't going well for him, there's really not much reason to keep him around. I think Taillon can be a fine pitcher, you know, maybe a slightly above average guy in terms of ERA, and the wins will be nice with the Yankees, although he doesn't consistently pitch deep into games. But I think overall, you're probably just looking at someone who the only place he might stand out is wins because of the team he plays for. And wins are such a fickle stat that I don't know if it's worth chasing.
Would you drop either Kopech or Taillon for Lodolo or Bayo?
I would drop Taillon for both of them. I would hope not to drop Kopech for either of them.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.